Today's gospel points out that before his conversion, Zacchaeus was a short man, but that after his conversion, Zacchaeus became tall, humanly, spiritually, and morally. Meeting Jesus, it seems, made Zacchaeus grow taller in stature. And that's what goodness does to us. It makes us grow taller. There's a story of a man who has a neighbor who frequently dropped by to drink coffee and chat. The neighbor was a good man from a wonderful family and had been blessed with love and good example in his life. But like the rest of us, the neighbor had his weaknesses. And in his case, it was gossip and occasional pettiness. And one day, as they were together in a conversation, the neighbor made a very racist remark. But the man, instead of accusing the neighbor of being a racist or shaming him with the inappropriateness of his remark, called him instead to his own essential goodness. "That comment surprises me," he said, "coming from you, because I've always considered you and your family big-hearted people. I've always envied your family for its goodness and understanding. And as such, that remark simply doesn't sound like you." Well, the man's reaction was immediate and positive. Immediately, he apologized. "You're right," he said. "I don't know why I sometimes say stupid things." Like Zacchaeus, the taller man within him gave back what the taller man within him had taken. It's interesting to note that the word gospel means good news, not good advice. The gospels are not so much a spiritual and moral theology book that tells us what we should be doing. Rather, they are more an account of what God has already done for us, is still doing for us, and the wonderful dignity that this bestows on us. The idea here is that since we are gifted in this way, our actions should reflect that dignity rather than what is less lofty or more petty in each of us. Morality is not a command. It is an invitation. And morality is not a threat, but a reminder of who we truly are. We become taller and less petty when we remember what kind of family we ultimately come from. And what does that mean? Inside each of us, there's a soul, a heart, and a mind that can be petty, that has been hurt, that wants vengeance, that wants to protect itself, that's frightened of what's different, that's prone to gossip, and that perennially feels cheated. But seen in a certain light, all of us are as small in stature as the pre-converted Zacchaeus. But there's also a tall, big-hearted person inside each of us, someone who wants to warmly embrace the whole world beyond personal hurt, selfishness, race, creed, and politics. We are always both grand and petty. The world isn't divided up between big-hearted and small-minded people. The human condition is much more complicated. Rather, our days are divided up between those moments when we are big-hearted, generous, warm, hospitable, unafraid, and wanting to embrace everyone. And then we are caught in those moments when we are petty, selfish, over-aware of the unfairness of life, frightened, and seeking only to protect ourselves and our own safety and interests. We are both tall and short at the same time, and either of these can manifest itself from moment to moment. But as we all know, we are most truly ourselves when what is tall in us takes over and gives back to the world what the short, petty person wrongly takes. John of the Cross, the great mystic, made this insight the centerpiece of his theology of healing. For him, this is the way we heal. He says, "We heal not from comforting all our wounds and selfishness head on. That would overwhelm us and drown us in discouragement." He says, "We heal by growing to what he calls our deepest center." And for him, the center is not some deep place of solitude inside the soul, but rather it is the furthest reach of our potential. That is to grow to what our deepest DNA has destined us for, is what makes us whole, makes us tall, humanly, spiritually, and morally. As such, if John of the Cross were your spiritual director and you went to him with some moral flaw or character deficiency, his first counsel would be, "What are you good at? What have you been blessed with? Where in your life and your work does God's goodness and beauty most shine through?" And if we can grow in that goodness, then it will fan the goodness in our hearts into an ever larger flame, which will eventually become the fire that consumes our faults. In all of us, like Zacchaeus, we each possess an inherent goodness in God. Even in spite of ourselves, whether we know it or not, whether we believe it or not, that is our struggle. In our lives, we never lose our dignity in God. But we can live in such a way where we can no longer recognize it in ourselves. In today's gospel, Zacchaeus comes to recognize what he already has, which is his inherent goodness. And this ability to recognize what we already have is key. Classical theology and philosophy name four things they call transcendental, meaning that they are somehow true of everything that exists, namely truth, goodness, beauty, and being. Everything that exists somehow bears these four qualities. However, these qualities are perfect only inside of God, because God alone is perfect truth, perfect goodness, perfect beauty, and perfect being. So as such, we come into this world already knowing, however dimly, perfect truth, perfect goodness, perfect beauty, and perfect being, because they already lie inside us. Therefore, we can tell right from wrong, because we already know perfect truth and goodness in the core of our souls. Just as we instinctively recognize love and beauty, because we already know them in a perfect way inside ourselves. In this life, we don't learn truth, we recognize it. We don't learn love, we recognize it. We don't learn what is good, we recognize it. We recognize these things because we already possess them in the core of our souls. In our gospel story today, Zacchaeus comes to recognize his dignity in God. But it took another to recognize what he could not see in himself. Our mission is to recognize in others what they cannot see in themselves, to have others recognize what they already possess: truth, goodness, beauty, and being. Where there is no room for anything small and petty in this life, but to walk tall within our God-given identity, because nothing else short of heaven will give us as large an identity.